Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I am your host, Natalie Torres-Haddad, aka Financially Savvy Latina. And I usually interview self-made millionaires, successful people, different backgrounds, and really people that are starting movements and what it is, what we see as a financial future in the best way possible. Today's guest is someone that I met through online, actually, through someone else that did a TED Talk that also connected us because he just thought her event was something that needs to be basically attended by everyone. And so I was so fortunate to connect with her. Thanks to Be The Talk, another podcast. It's just us for speakers on TED Talks. And the fact that Deania is not just a trailblazer on her own, but she is starting a new movement as well for this conference that's happening, oh my gosh, a month, exactly 4 weeks away. So first of all, welcome Deania to the podcast.
Thank you. And you know, I got to start by saying that the spelling of my name is super confusing. So there's this extra I in there, though it's pronounced Diana. And it's just hilarious to me that there is a silent I in the name of someone who literally never shuts up. So how ironic is that?
And this whole time I've been spelling it and I've been pronouncing it the way it's spelled because I have a cousin that I have a Diana and a Dania. So I'm like, okay, I want to make sure. So, definitely.
Oh, this is a conversation I have every day.
You know what? I totally understand. My last name is always like the pronunciation has to be something that you play with around. But so thank you, Diana. Now we can clear that up too. So first off, I'd like asking that question. Do you remember the first time that you got paid that was either a 9 to 5 or a side job or a side hustle that made you think differently of just working for someone else?
Absolutely. So I'm going to answer this question in probably a little bit of a different way. This is a time that I didn't get paid that really helped me wrap my head around how I feel about the 9 to 5 dynamic that most of us navigate. And that was when I took a 2-month unpaid sabbatical from my full-time job. And I went to Spain and walked the Camino. And the Camino is a 500-mile trek across Spain. And I was really fortunate that my employer gave me this 2-month leave. So even though I wasn't paid, to me, it helped me see the value of like mini retirements versus like working 9 to 5 for 40 years to retire at a traditional retirement age. And then you go do something like the Camino to be able to take that break. It's almost like I got paid in life experience versus in money. And that was a real turning point for me.
I love that. And, you know, I think sometimes most of us don't see that benefit that we might have, whether it's an employer will help you through a leave, whether it's an educational leave or a health leave, whatever it might be. And I think that's always crucial for someone that's looking for new jobs or just trying to figure out, because that's a huge benefit. And the fact that you actually got to do El Camino, which is really cool. I lived in Spain for a little bit and that's something I did get an opportunity to do. So awesome that you did something like that. And second,
amazing.
And that's experience that people need to hear. It's kind of like when you're in a different country, you learn a lot about yourself, a lot about your values, what influences you. And that makes complete sense of why you're doing what you're doing next. So if you can tell us a little bit about, how do you define the FIRE movement? What does that mean to you? And how is it that you're helping people in this upcoming conference?
Sure. So FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And I like to think of it as a growing number of people that are saving large percentages of their income and setting themselves up to be financially independent and having the option to retire early if they want to. I mean, I kind of think of it as we're all working towards that anyway, right? Most of us want to retire at some point in our future. And I think the FIRE movement is not only expediting that process, but we're really kind of changing the definition of retirement. Many people hear that word and they think, oh, like that just means you're not working anymore. But from my experience, it just means that you don't have to work for money and that you're able to use your time in other ways. So for instance, I am 8 years away from reaching FIRE or reaching my financial independence. And when I thought about, well, what would I want to do with my time if I didn't have to work for money? I thought I want to produce a conference about this FIRE movement that has so changed my life. The thing is that I got so damn excited about it that I couldn't wait. And so that's why I'm doing it now.
Oh, I love it.
But this is a project where like it is a full-time job that I'm not making any money off of. And I think that to be able to create something that you really want to see in the world and not have to worry about an income from it, that feels like true wealth to me.
Oh, I completely agree with you. And I think sometimes it comes from, that's where you get to choose. You love what you do and you can choose when to do it. And obviously, even though if you might not be getting paid doing this now, it's definitely going to reap the rewards afterwards, because you will be changing, I mean, hundreds of people's lives, those that already attend are going to be attending. And the fact that you are sharing not just your own knowledge, but really the collective of speakers. I'm really excited to hear some of these speakers that I've been following for a long time myself. So the fact that you're creating something like this, a place where people can come and feel, well, open to, first of all, understanding what kind of movements they can create for their own life, but just kind of follow your example. 8 years away is an awesome goal that you already have, that I'm like, oh, this is amazing how many more people can feel the way you are. And that's what it is. You get to choose when to work and choose when to get paid. And I think that truly is what it is to have the abundance, the wealth that goes behind that. So I love that you're doing this. And okay, so you have to tell us the conference title name, because it is so catchy. And the first time I read it, I'm like, oh yes, I have to be a part of this.
So it's funny seeing it on a podcast, because it makes a lot of sense when you see it visually, but it's called Econo-Me. So M-E at the end rather than M-Y. And the tagline is provocative speakers exploring a new American dream. And I love this idea of like exploring the new American dream, because typically you think of, you know, you go to college and you get a job and you climb the ladder and you buy a house and you have 2.5 kids and you get your new cars. And that's kind of what we see as success and kind of the American dream. And I've seen in my own life, when I started going down that path and checking off all those boxes of what I thought I should be doing, it didn't ultimately make me happy. And I had to kind of create my own American dream, where I'm taking 2 months off to walk the Camino and I'm moving away from New York City to Cincinnati to work remotely. Those are kind of unconventional things I've been able to do that actually really contribute to my happiness. And I think this event is really putting people on stage that are doing very unconventional things with their life and kind of questioning the assumptions that are behind that traditional understanding of the American dream.
This is awesome. And you have not only just working professionals, entrepreneurs attending, but also hundreds of students, because you're hosting this at the University of Cincinnati, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when I think about the target audience for this, it's really threefold. It's people like me who are already pursuing financial independence, and we're coming together for the community aspect of it and to fuel the fire, like I like to say.
Yes.
Yes. And the second part of the audience, I would say, are people that are financially savvy, maybe financially literate, in that maybe they've done a Dave Ramsey program and they've gotten out of debt, but they're looking to be a little bit more inspired by their financial situation. And so this event definitely has content for them. And then lastly, but not least, students. I'm doing this at the University of Cincinnati. I am offering students half price tickets because I really want to make this accessible to them. I think many of us who discovered this later in life, like for me, I discovered it in my late 20s. It totally changed my life, and I wish I would have known about it earlier. So I really want to make this accessible for students because they are in the best position to pursue financial independence. The fact that they have time on their side and the power of compound interest if they start investing young, and the aside from their student loan debt, which we will address at the conference, they likely haven't made a ton of money mistakes that they have to dig out of. So to be able to start your career with the money mindset that's going to set you up for long-term wealth is just really exciting to me. So I'm thrilled to be able to offer this to students.
This is so exciting for me to hear, because this is exactly what I would have loved to have heard while I was in college, if not even in high school. And like, I'm very similar to you, where it's like, I didn't hear about this until my early 30s. And it took me years to really understand what that meant as well. Once you kind of hear about it, you're like, sure, that sounds like a fluff. But when you start to meet more and more people that have already achieved, right, the FIRE, it not only makes it more tangible, but you can learn some really excellent skills from people. And I know you're going to be doing a screening as well, right? So can you tell us about that a little bit?
So we Well, I'll start with the schedule of the day so you can see how this documentary we're showing fits into the schedule. So it's a full day event on March 7th at the University of Cincinnati. And we're starting the morning off with like a networking coffee reception. So you can kind of get to know the other attendees. We're going to have music. It's going to be like a real fun vibe. The show starts at 10 and we're going to have four speakers from 10 to 12. So it's the first speaker session. Then everyone kind of goes their own way for lunch and we come back together at 1 p.m. and you've got a couple of options on the programming for the day. You can either go to a movie theater that is in the same space in the student center. It seats about 200 people in this movie theater, and you can watch this documentary called Playing with Fire. And this is the first documentary about the fire movement. It follows a couple that like totally uprooted their lives in the pursuit of fire and kind of what they've learned along the way. And it really highlights a lot of the experts and influencers in the fire movement to kind of give you a better sense of what it's all about. So that documentary is amazing. I very much recommend people seeing it if they haven't seen it already. If you don't want to see the documentary, you can opt to participate in what I'm calling attendee-led meetups. So we've got six of them planned right now, and they're happening in these little like kind of classrooms that are next to the main event hall. And you can meet up with other people who are interested in real estate or investing or entrepreneurship, or we're actually running one on healthcare options for early retirement. Because that's usually, we hear a lot that that's kind of the hesitation that people have on retiring early is, what do I do about healthcare? So we're going to address that. So that's kind of what's going to happen between 1 and 2:30. And then we'll get back together at 3 p.m. for the second speaker session. So we're going to have five speakers go from 3 to 6. Everyone will go their own way for dinner. And then we get back together for an amazing after party at 8 p.m. from 8 to midnight at the Woodward Theater downtown. It's an incredible event space. I've got a band. I've got a DJ. I've got this really fun photo booth coming in. I mean, it's going to be an epic party.
This is exactly what people need to hear when we're talking about money, when we're talking about financial literacy, when we're talking about the FIRE movement, and just really changing the perspective when we talk about money. It has to be fun. And you're obviously putting all these different events. It's not necessarily just a sit-down lecture of hearing someone that did whatever they did. And for me, I'm obviously going to be part of the whole day because I'm just like eager to learn more, even not just as a speaker. I think this is something that I see people, my mentors specifically, they're like, when you get an opportunity to meet other like-minded people, one, you feel less alone. And second, you obviously walk away with some nuggets that you can actually take into action. So I know people doing these meetups will get that opportunity to connect people from all across the country, really. I mean, I'm coming from Los Angeles, but I know there's going to be tons of people from the East Coast and West Coast there.
Absolutely. And you know, another big part of this event is I want to highlight the city of Cincinnati as the best city to pursue financial independence. I moved here like 2.5 years ago from New York City. So I know what it's like to come from a big city. And the fact that I am so in love with Cincinnati, it has everything that you would want out of a big city and like none of the downsides. And we are the lowest cost of living metro area in the country. I have data to support that. I can back up that.
That's what we need to hear. Yes. And so I'm actually going to be in Columbus, Ohio next week, but I am so excited to be first time in Cincinnati for the conference because it's just like you said, it's sometimes having a perspective, being able to move somewhere where it's going to be affordable and understanding that, like you just said, if it could be the hub for people to feel not just financially savvy, but feel that FIRE movement in them, I think this allows them to be more accountable and most likely hit those goals early. I mean, for you, 8 years, knowing you, you'll probably hit it earlier, but I love that you're like, 8 years is not a big deal. I'm like, that's inspiring for someone that's just listening to this and say possibly that's something that they can do too. Before we end, can you tell us maybe some of your favorite resources, whether it's other podcasts, because I know you were recently on Stacking Benjamins, which I love. Solitude's just hilarious. Joel's hilarious. Maybe some podcasts or books or things that you've seen that are not just helpful for anyone that's listening to money, but maybe particularly to millennials or someone that's just starting out.
Yeah. So I'm actually, it's funny that you asked me this now because I just sent to the university bookstore yesterday a list of like 15 books that they're going to order and I have available at the event. There's a book that I read recently by a woman that I saw speak at World Domination Summit. It's called All the Money in the World. And her name's Laura. I'm going to butcher her last name. So if you just Google All the Money in the World, Laura book, you'll find it. It's called All the Money in the World. And that book is really good. I also love Your Money or Your Life is phenomenal. Vicki Robin is like, you know, she's been in the FIRE movement for a long time. She's very influential. I just finished reading The Millionaire Next Door, which is such a good book because it really goes to show that like the way that we define wealth, a lot of people see it as this like external markers of success, like a fancy car and like stuff. And actually the millionaires that exist in the US, you would never suspect
them. Like,
they
not at all
look like what you think they would look like. Yeah.
Absolutely. That book was a game changer for me too. I think I read it my freshman year in college and changed every perspective whatsoever. It was definitely not someone that you thought was living in a fat crib.
That's awesome. Right. That's just what you see on TV, but that's not the reality. So yeah, that book is really cool in that regard. And then I also, the book that got me really comfortable with investing is called The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. That book really helped me kind of develop my investing strategy. So I highly recommend that one as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I think this is definitely some people can start on. And I know a lot of people are doing their New Year's resolutions, doing the, I need to read a book a month or once a week. So obviously you gave them three fabulous ones. One, I want to thank you for being a part of this, but two, I also am excited that not only am I a part of this conference, you are also giving our listeners, well, first of all, a discount by using my code Financially Savvy for this conference, but you're also doing a few giveaways. Can you tell us a little bit about that too?
Yeah. So listeners to this podcast, I'm sure you'll do some follow-up when you post this, but you'll be able to enter to win two free tickets to the event. In addition to that 10% discount code that Natalie will make available. And then Natalie so generously offered to give away 50 copies of her book. So the first 50 people that show up at registration will be able to claim one of your books. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that too. I think it's incredible what you're doing. Like we said, if we had this back in college or prior, I'm sure our lives would be very different, but that's what it is with women like you that are trailblazers, that are really changing the conversation. And you are empowering. I mean, just looking at your speaker lineup, I'm just so excited to see the diversity in there, the different types of industries that are, I mean, really changing the way we are when it comes to talking about our money. So I look forward to not only just attend, but possibly I would love to do a follow-up with you after the conference
absolutely.
And just kind of like some of the things that people might be questioning for the next one, because I can see this not only selling out, which I'm sure it will soon, being able to be a part of that for next year. But thank you for being a part of this. And how can people connect with you or contact you or even find the information on the conference?
Sure. So the website is Economy, and remember that's M-E, economyconference.com. That's where you can see the full schedule. You can read about the speakers. You can get information on that kick-ass after party. And there's a whole facts page, frequently asked questions page, which like I was really trying to anticipate any question you might have about this event. So definitely look through that. There's a lot of features to this event, even including free meetups the day after to really, again, highlight the city of Cincinnati. So there's a lot going on here, but all that information is up on the website. You can also find us on Facebook at Economy Conference. We're on Instagram at Economy Con, and we're on Twitter now at Economy Conf. So Economy Con with an F at the end. So you can find us on social. You can join our mailing list on our website, and of course, buy your ticket.
Yes, make sure you do. And March is going to be Women's History Month and Financial Literacy Month, not so far after that. And so it's definitely that time to invest in yourself when it comes to educating yourself in money and all things about finance. So once again, thank you, Diana, for being a part of this podcast. We look forward to having you again. And for those that might be listening, have any future follow-up questions, please feel free to comment, message us, and see maybe some questions directly for her or anything that we can touch base when we do the follow-up one, because this is definitely a conference that needs to be all over the country, but I'm so excited to be a part of it and see you soon.
Yes, see you very soon, just 4 weeks.
Yes, so definitely be part of that movement. All right, so we'll see you on the next one. This is Natalie Torres-Haddad. Bye.
Bye-bye.